the letter number 1308 in volume 5, the holy letters of the Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 26th day of Kislev Tov Shin Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm thanking you for the two letters that I received Tuesday and Wednesday, Parsha Yetzei, and for sure that you've already saw my general letter that I've written to the administrator of all the institution in the Holy Land, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sekonim. And I hope that, at least in an unofficial way, you are going to let me know as soon as possible what is happening after they receive my letter. And as a follow-up to that letter, also, please let me know your suggestions. The Rebbe is also giving a copy of the Michtav Klali, the general letter, which belongs to the booklet of Yutis Kislev. And the booklets and the publication of Yitzchak Kislev have been sent separately on the address of Agudas Chabad, the Tiri Agudas Chabad, several copies to distribute them in a proper way. In the days of Hanukkah that we're now in, the Nes, the miracle was in the light and the luminary of Torah. It's Nes of Hanukkah with the oil. Oil is considered to be the light and the luminary of Torah, as the miracle itself that the menorah was lit and light lit for 8 days, as explained in Chassidus. What they wanted to do, the Greeks, was to have them forget Torah Secho. They didn't want them to know that it's God's Torah. Just the study of Torah independently as a very deep intellectual exercise, they didn't mind that, but the Jews were standing by the test with total self-sacrifice beyond reason and rationale for Hashem's Torah, and that's why the miracle also came in a miraculous way. The victory came in a miraculous way. In addition to winning the war, there was also the lamp, the light. There was no oil in the jug, only for one day. Which means, even though that according to the revealed part of Torah, it was permissible to light also with oil that is not pure, as explained in the commentators, the Achronim. But just to show how dear they are, there was a miracle, so you should light for 8 days till they get the new oils, and all the lighting was done with pure oil. So what do we hear from this? Many things. One of them is that this is a lesson. When there is a war from the inside and the outside, as it was in the day of the Chashmonaim, that they had to wage war against the Greeks, those are the Goyim, but also against the Misyavnim, those are the inside, those were the secularists amongst the Jews who were trying to imitate and become like the Greeks. So it was impossible without the luminary of Torah, which is the tree of life, which is Chassidus, which there is no grasp, there is no tumah, as opposed to Ilona de Tevera, the tree of good and bad, which is the other parts of Torah. The Rebbe says we can say, and by the way, which the Alter Rebbe discusses this at length in the Tanya about the Ilona de Tevera, this is just my addition. We can say possibly that this is also the explanation that specifically when it comes to the mitzvah of the lighting of the Chanukah, we have this concept of the people that are doing perfect, Mahadrin, those are people not Jews doing the mitzvah, but doing it in a perfect way. There's people that do perfect of perfection. We don't find it in other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs is just the stated, the law is stated, we do what the mitzvah says. But when it comes to Hanukkah, it says we do it in a perfect way and the perfect way. That means that we give a candle to every family member and we keep on increasing the light every day. So that's called Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. So why specifically by Hanukkah we find this? Because at the time of the war, and when there is different tricks So you cannot enter into a discussion, a logical explanation, and to satisfy with service in a logical way. Every item has to be with perfection. And that's also not sufficient. It has to be perfection of the perfection. And the Rebbe says, you can say, this is the three categories. There is the Torah, the revealed part of Torah, Nigla the Torah. Then there is Razin deraisa, the secrets of Torah. And then there's Razin deraisa, the secrets of the secrets. So that's where you have the regular mitzvah, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, which it represents, which is Mayim, is water, that's the plain, regular Torah. Yayin, wine, which is the inner part of Torah. Vishemen, Shetzof al Gabiyai. Then you have oil, which floats on top of wine. And the Rebbe references in the different Maimar Bin Mirabino with regards to the question in the halacha, whether you have oil that is floating on the water, is it considered a connection or not? Is it separated just on top, or it's connected with regards to Tumah? And the Rebbe gives different references and blesses him with a blessing for Chanukah in regards to the whole community. Apparently, I don't have the name over here, but this, the Rebbe was sort of writing to somebody, I guess his confidant, that he had confidence to give report to him back what the movement, the Rebbe trusted him to tell him, what, because the Rebbe wrote that letter about how the administration should behave, like the independence of each individual Chabad institution, and then like the general institution. Apparently that's, I'm assuming that that's a follow-up to that letter the Rebbe is referencing here, but it seems like the Rebbe is asking from him also to sort of report back unofficially what how's it going there, what's there.